lovable and feeling incapable of loving. I learned how to press other people's buttons, and I could control other people's behavior by making them angry, but I never learned how to have them meet my wants, and I believe that that's an impossible thing. Well, most of my life, I really didn't feel that there was a split mind. I just thought there was the world's laws, and what I learned or mislearned was that you come into this world and you work very hard to perform. I had dyslexia, and so it was very difficult for me to deal with school, and learning to write and read was very difficult for me. But somehow I knew that the way to make it in life, at least that's what it seemed to me, was to work very hard in performing. And if you perform well, that's the way you got love in this world. And it really didn't make too much difference in terms of how you got there. That competition seemed very healthy, and yet, as I look back at that word competition, it really means to annihilate the other person. So I thought going through life meant accumulating as many things as you can and holding on to them, that you dealt with the security of your future. And that's how it was determined whether you were going to be successful or not. And I found that obtaining material things, looking for happiness in the external world, has never been consistent for me. Most of my life, I was trying to create a world that would come into my mold. It was almost like I had clay, and if someone I was going to relate to would fit into this mold that I already preconceived, then they would be my friend. And if they didn't fit into this mold, then they would be my enemy. I learned a lot about competition, a lot about manipulating people, a lot about using people. But it always felt like it was a world of separation, and that underneath all of this, there was a feeling of hopelessness that sooner or later this body of mine was going to die, and that was the end of the game, and sooner or later I was going to get rejected or hurt. And there was a sense of depression underneath all of this. To me, happiness, again, was just a transient thing. It never occurred to me that there could be any kind of permanence in terms of happiness and peace. Certainly, the spiritual pathway was not my way. I never paid very much attention to spiritual principles where they talked about love as God, that it's really important to be kind and patient with other people. How can you be kind and patient if you think the world's attacking you? And it wasn't really till 1975, when I came across the books A Course in Miracles, that I really began to find that there was another way of looking at the world.
Jerry, I think that it's really impossible to accept the peace of God until we really do believe that we're not victims of the world, until we really begin to take responsibility for all we see and all that we do, and to realize that it's not about the other person, that what we're seeing out there is a projection of our own thoughts, and that what we perceive is really just a mirror back of what's going on with us. So when we see things in the world that are very, very upsetting to us, we must once again look back inside of ourselves and see what is still yet unfinished, so that in reality, perception is really a mirror, not a fact.
And this program will demonstrate some of the principles from A Course in Miracles and other life experiences that we've had that show that there is another way of looking at the world, that people do not have to change. The world does not have to change if you truly want peace of mind. I've found in my work that as you ask people, what are they really after in life? That more and more people are coming to the realization that peace of mind is really the one thing they really want to experience. It used to be money and what money would bring us. Companies used to think that gold watches would motivate people, but right now it's not doing that. It's a feeling of joining through love, a joining through unity. In our travelings that Diane and I have done throughout the world, we are finding that there really is a spiritual revolution going on. People are very thirsty to find a spiritual fulfillment, another way of looking at the world, a way of living where it's not necessary to experience fear and pain, a way where it's not necessary to feel that you're all alone, a way where it's possible to start a day with the only goal of wanting peace of mind, with your only function of wanting forgiveness, with your only thought of making decisions being based.